My name is Melika and I'm a PhD candidate in Rehabilitation Sciences at the University of British Columbia working with Dr. Jules Ricker. My poster summarizes our systematic review examining the similarities and differences in brain structure and function on MRI in children with three commonly co-occurring neurodevelopmental disorders such as autism spectrum disorder, developmental coordination disorder, and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Children with one neurodevelopmental disorder often have other neurodevelopmental conditions. For example, over 50% of children with DCD have ADHD, and more than 80% of children with ASD likely have DCD. Due to shared clinical presentations in neurodevelopmental disorders, some researchers suggest that this disorder have a shared etiology, while others propose that each disorder is distinct due to their different neurobiological and behavioral features. While altered brain development is suspected across conditions, how the brain differs between conditions has not been systematically evaluated. Therefore, we aim to understand if and how they have a shared neural underpinnings. Four databases were comprehensively searched by systematic review methodology. 29 studies met the inclusion criteria and were reviewed for study quality by two independent reviewers using the appraisal tool for cross-sectional studies. The studies compare brain structure and function of children with DCD with ADHD, DCD with ASD, ASD with ADHD, and various combinations of co-occurring conditions. The structural neuroimaging was the most commonly reported modality, followed by resting state, DTI, and multimodalities. Results showed that all various co-occurring conditions have both shared neural correlates with single diagnosis and unique neural correlates too. For example, co-occurring DCD and ADHD has common neural correlates in specific regions of temporal lobe with DCD alone, and shared neural correlates in basal ganglia with ADHD alone. But there are also unique neural patterns in occipital loop in co-occurring DCD and ADHD, which does not exist in none of the single diagnoses. Evidence suggests that the neural correlates of co-occurring condition were more widespread and distinct compared to the single diagnosis. The majority of findings indicate that each neurodevelopmental disorder had more discrete than common neural correlates, suggesting that each disorder is distinct despite commonly co-occurring with each other. While neurodevelopmental disorders often result from altered brain development, findings suggest that brain structure and function differ across disorders. As the number of papers examining the co-occurrence of ASD, DCD, and ADHD was limited, and most findings were not corrected for multiple comparisons, this result must be interpreted with caution.